talking redistricting from the state legislative level this morning and getting an update from a couple of our local legislatures. And Senator Dan Dogstetter in studio this morning, putting on a senator hat for us today. And also joining us live over the phone from House District 18 is Representative Scott Heiner, also live today. Representative Heiner, good morning. How are you today?
Top of the morning, Duke. I'm doing well. Thank you for letting me have this opportunity.
Yeah, appreciate you joining us. And, of course, Senator Dogstetter.
And good morning, Duke. Good morning, Representative Heiner. Thanks for joining us as we broadcast all the way down into your country this morning as well.
All right. Good morning, President Dogstetter. Good to hear you.
Well, of course, we gentlemen wanted to talk about redistricting. And, Representative Heiner, maybe we'll start with you. And kind of get your take on where things have been and where they are at and where things are going and how it could affect your constituents. So if you could summarize, Representative, for us the best you can, where do things currently sit now in the discussion around redistricting in the state?
Thank you, Duke. As you're all aware, every 10 years after a census, we are required by a constitutional law to redistrict to ensure that everyone has equal representation. So some of the directives that we received in going into this process was to try and preserve communities of interest, get as much public involvement as we can, and to be as least disruptive as possible. So during the course of the past few months, we've been working with county clerks and having public meetings throughout the communities, looking at various alternatives, which would be which would fit this and represent be a best representation for our populace as we can. And we went to the Corporations Committee with some plans that we thought would work well, that the public, as they got involved, were supportive, and town councils were supportive of these plans. But we've had quite a difference of opinion from our Corporations Committee. They did not go along with the plans that we had vetted with our public, and they came up with a different plan that's quite disruptive to our communities of interest. What it does is move some of the representation from rural Wyoming into the municipalities in the southeast corner of Wyoming. So long term, I think it's going to be disruptive and not a good thing for rural Wyoming, because we'll have less voice in our state legislature with this plan that's going forward right now. So we're working diligently and doing everything we can to thwart this. We have one county that has been very vocal that they want more representation. They have experienced an increased growth, and they're projecting more growth in the future, and based on those projections, they think that they should get that additional representation, which in my opinion, we shouldn't allow that at this time, because it'll hurt Wyoming in the long run, the rural Wyoming, as we lose representation.
So Representative Scott Heiner on the phone this morning. President Dogstetter, as we've talked about this in previous meetings as well, you've had that same concern, basically kind of shifting things over to the east a little bit, right? And in essence losing a vote on the west.
And as we were working on this, we were starting to settle into a plan that worked well for the western side of the state, southwestern side of the state, making sure those community interests that Representative Heiner was mentioning were there. Early on, I went to Senator Baldwin, and I said, here's how I see it. We still keep the mineral-based industry down in this area with you and Representative Heiner. And we do the divide and take a district up into tying it into Teton County. Now, 10 years ago, Star Valley in southwest Wyoming didn't have all the numbers necessary. So we reached out into Sublette County and took part of Sublette County and included it with Star Valley. We don't need to do that. Star Valley has enough numbers now. And confirming with my southwest legislators that we wanted to keep that area solid as a southwest mineral district area. We had that all kind of put together, and then the Corporations Committee said, no, we're going to move a seat over to Cheyenne and that area. And we said, whoa, wait a minute. And that's where the urban rural battle started in some instance. And I didn't want to back down on the rural areas. I feel that they need a seat at the table. It's too easy to round up a lot of votes from Casper and Cheyenne and the larger areas, Laramie and that. where we need to make sure that the rural areas are still represented, and that's what we're fighting for now. And I fully suspect that we'll probably take this into the session somewhat unresolved, and we'll settle it on the floor of the House and the Senate, which is a little different than 10 years ago. The battles all took place leading up to the session, and they told us at that time, they said to the West, we're kind of tightening up the lines and so forth. They said, go home, bring us back a plan. We'll hold an extra meeting right in front of the session. We did that. And it was pretty smooth sailing last time around. This time, not so much because, at least in my concern, I don't think we should back down on making sure the rural areas are properly represented, not ready to give a seat up to a larger city.
Representative Heiner, of course, you mentioned the growth in Cheyenne and in the more urban areas of Wyoming. But, of course, you're representing the new nuclear area that's coming to the state. In your opinion or in your view, is the Corporations Committee anticipating the future growth in southwest Wyoming as they look into this, or are they just doing it on what the 2020 numbers are?
That's exactly what's going on, Duke. They're looking at their numbers, and you know, by statute, we redistrict based on the numbers today. And if you look at the numbers today, Cheyenne should have 10.45 representatives. Well, they're saying, well, we should have 11 in Cheyenne because we have 10.45 and we're going to continue to grow. But we do not know what's going to happen in the next 10 years. And with the nuclear facility over in southwest Wyoming, some other things that's going on in southwest Wyoming, it could grow considerably in the next 10 years. So it would be not fair to project what's going to happen in Cheyenne without projecting what's going to happen within the southwest Wyoming area as well. So we need to stand on this number that we have today from the 2020 census and base our discussions on those numbers and not what's going to be in the future. And those numbers right now say that we should keep our representatives in southwest Wyoming that we have today, because what they're proposing is taking away rural representation for Sweetwater, Carbon counties, and part of southern Lincoln County. And it's going to hurt us in the long run.
So, President Dockstetter, then it sounds like for rural Wyoming, this is kind of an important issue. What should listeners be doing here? Is it appropriate for listeners to start reaching out and making contacts?
They can, but one thing Representative Heiner's already done and reached out, and myself, I've gone to the mayors here in this part of Lincoln County. He's reached out to the government leaders there. He gave an extensive presentation to the Kemmer City Council on this to make sure that Kemmer was still in the mix. And I think that we try to stand strong on this and say we are, as a community of interest in southwest Wyoming, we're a mineral-based area that has a very bright future, not just nuclear, but carbon sequestration is back on the table now, meaning we can still use our mineral products, such as coal, as we put together a sequestration plan that is successful. And that just means more growth, more jobs, more people. And not ready to stand down to the east side of the state, work with these people all the time, and we work on a lot of projects, but this one they need to say, no, southwest Wyoming is just as important as southeast Wyoming.
That's Senate President Dan Dockstetter in studio, Representative Scott Heiner over the phone. Representative, anything else you'd like to mention on the current redistricting discussion?
I would just like to say, just like President Dockstetter, we need to encourage everyone to get involved with this issue. It's going to have a lasting effect on southwest Wyoming, Lincoln County, and this west side of the state. Get involved by listening and watching the Joint Corporations Committee. Technology has allowed us now that we can watch these things on YouTube. We can see what's going on, and let your representatives know where you stand and that it does matter to our region of the state, that we hold strong and keep our representation rural as much as we can. We are a rural state. We shouldn't let some of these larger municipalities get more representation and take over the legislation process of our state.
President Dockstetter, any final comments from you?
No, that's a good summary. In the coming week or so here, we'll have another meeting of corporations. You can watch it online. But at the same time, make sure you keep track of this, because when you say we're 10 years out and there's a lot of votes cast in those 10 years, and we need to have a seat at the table as a rural community in Southwest Wyoming.
That again is Representative Scott Heiner from House District 18, Senate President Dan Dockstetter in studio as well. Representative Heiner, thank you so much for your time today.